Today, we are enlisting the public's help to identify the two suspects.
As we reported on Friday, that request for help from the public came on Thursday evening when the FBI released photos of two suspects in the Boston Marathon terror bombing. Hours later, an officer at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, 26-year-old Sean Collier, was killed, police say by the same suspects. Then there was a carjacking and a chase in the middle of the night into the Boston suburb of Watertown, a shootout with police. Sources told CNN the suspects threw a grenade and pipe bombs at officers.
We heard gunshots, and then we saw the explosion.
Like a ton of gunshots, and then like boom, boom, like three big bangs.
Officers shot suspect number one, 26-year-old Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who had explosives strapped to his body. He died later. His younger brother, 19-year-old Jakar Tsarnaev, got away.
What we're looking for right now is a suspect consistent with the description of suspect number two.
More than 9,000 officers were involved in the manhunt. Much of Boston was under lockdown while authorities searched for suspect number two.
We believe this to be a terrorist. We believe this to be a man who's come here to kill people.
By late Friday, there still hadn't been an arrest.
We do not have an apprehension of our suspect this afternoon, but we will have one.
Just 1 hour after that, officers had suspect number two cornered. A citizen in Watertown told police someone was hiding in his boat. It turned out to be suspect number two, Jakar Tsarnaev.
They are yelling loudly to someone, either in the boat or near it, come out. We just heard him say, come out on your own terms. We also heard them say, come out with your hands up.
And then at 8:45...
The Boston Police Department has just tweeted, suspect in custody.
Boston! Boston!
Celebration on the streets of Boston.
We've closed an important chapter in this tragedy.
Despite the celebrations, there is still tragedy. Four lives are lost. Crystal Campbell, Martin Richard, Lingzhu Liu, and Sean Collier. Many others are seriously injured. Technology played a crucial role from the moment the investigation began on Monday. It was part of the capture on Friday evening as well. Tom Foreman explains the details.